that's where we leave the BBC World Service and launch ourselves into Friday's programmes here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today hears what some farmers think about the budget and NFU Scotland gives their reaction to. That's coming up at 6:15. Before that, as usual, the Shipping Bulletin, News Briefing and our prayer. Looking further ahead to this evening, our 6:30 comedy.
Dead Ringers is a topical, satirical impression show. Whatever's been in the news that week, nobody's safe.
Who can we hear in the new series? Well,
we're going to hear from Kamala Harris.
Well, you got Donald there.
Oh, Stacey Solomon. Oh.
You're probably going to hear a lot from Keir Starmer now that he's in the job.
I made it very clear that if you didn't do your maths homework, you wouldn't be going to the party.
Nigel, I don't know. He might make an appearance. It's difficult to say.
The new series of Dead Ringers, Friday night 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Jane, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 1st of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Fisher and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected 40s 1031 by midnight Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Westerly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Viking. Rain, then wintry showers, fair later, moderate or good. 40s. West or northwest, 5 to 7, veering north 3 to 5 later, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 4 to 6, veering northeast 3 to 5, then southeast 4 to 6 later, but variable 2 to 4 later in Dogger. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. West veering northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in Fisher, decreasing 3 to 5. Drizzle at times, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. West or southwest, veering northwest 3 to 5, veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Drizzle later, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5. Fair, fog patches in Portland and Plymouth. Good, occasionally very poor in Portland and Plymouth. Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul. Easterly 3 to 5. Fog patches in North Biscay, thundery showers at first, South Fitzroy, good, occasionally very poor in Biscay. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest, veering northeast 3 to 5, then veering southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Bailey, then veering southwest later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Fair Isle, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast Iceland and Faroes. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West-southwest 5. Recent drizzle 3 miles. 1,018, falling slowly. Stornoway. Northwest by north, 4. Slight rain, 5 miles. 1,016, rising slowly. Lerwick. Northwest by west, 6. Slight rain, 16 miles. 1,009, rising. Lucas. West-southwest, 5. 12 miles. 1017, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 3, 1020, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 4, 2 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1024. Jersey, east by north 1, mist 2 miles, 1023, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 2, 1024. Scilly Automatic, east by south 2, 13 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west 2, 27 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south 4, 19 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest by west 4, 8 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure will dominate across the United Kingdom through the period, with a good deal of cloudy but fair weather and relatively light winds expected for many areas. However, in the north there'll be stronger winds at times, and decaying frontal troughs will give patchy rain or drizzle at times too. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, veering northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle at first and later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, then southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 3 to 5, veering northeast 3 or 4, then east or southeast later. Fair, drizzle for a time, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West, veering northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 3 or 4 later. Fair, drizzle for a time in north, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly, veering northwesterly 2 to 4, then easterly or northeasterly later. Fair, drizzle later, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable, becoming easterly or northeasterly later, 2 to 4. Fair, drizzle later, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, becoming mainly east later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, becoming east or northeast, 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, becoming east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West, backing southeast later, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, veering northwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man. West or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or 3, then setting south or southeast 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, only patchy, light drizzle, moderate or good. Lough Fall to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, drizzle later, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, then south later. Drizzle at times, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming north or northeast 3 or 4, veering south or southeast later. Rain and drizzle at times, becoming fair for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later, becoming southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Wintry showers, then fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 1st of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Dozens of people remain unaccounted for 2 days after devastating floods in eastern Spain. GPs, care homes and hospices have voiced concerns that their tax bill is going up after the budget. In business, Boeing makes a new pay offer to its striking workers. And in sport, England's cricketers have been beaten by the West Indies in their first one-day international in Antigua. Officials in Spain say dozens of people remain unaccounted for after the devastating floods that are known to have killed 158 people around Valencia on Tuesday evening. A minister said the figures were absolutely horrifying and the hopes of finding survivors were diminishing with every day. A local journalist, Melita Cameron Wood, describes the situation in the worst affected areas.
Sniffer dogs are now being used to try to locate the missing people, and drones have also been prepared should they be needed in areas where it's simply not possible to enter. Many people are without water. There's a sense of helplessness in a lot of these small towns just outside Valencia. People are just in shock.
GPs, care homes and hospices have voiced concerns that they will have to pay the higher employer national insurance contributions announced in the budget. They're not covered by the exemption for the public sector, even though they provide NHS services. The Department of Health and Social Care said further details on how the change would affect GPs will be announced in due course. The Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Darren Jones, was asked about it on the BBC's Question Time.
GP surgeries are privately owned partnerships. Yep. They're not part of the public sector. They will therefore have to pay them, but how much they pay will depend on the size. We've designed the system so that it protects the smallest businesses. The OBR's confirmed that over 50% of businesses will either not pay any more than they're already paying, or they will pay less or nothing at all. Many small businesses today are realising they're going to pay less under this arrangement than they did before.
The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says Israeli forces using bulldozers have severely damaged one of its offices in a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Philippe Lazzarini said the building could no longer be used. He said that the Israelis also destroyed roads and water and electricity networks. The Israeli military said the damage was caused when terrorists detonated explosives near the UNRWA office. Scientists say cutting sugar consumption during pregnancy and the child's first 2 years of life appears to reduce their risk of developing chronic diseases, including diabetes and high blood pressure, in adulthood. The study is based on data from more than 60,000 Britons who were conceived between 1951 and 1956, before and after sugar